Yeah, well, as I said, our next guest is not someone that you want to mess with, boys, because she's an up-and-coming star in the sport of karate, and it's a real pleasure to welcome you to the locker room, Jade. Yeah, now you're 16. I couldn't believe that. I was doing a little bit of research during the week, and I believe you've won 6 Australian karate titles.
Yeah.
How old were you starting? I'm guessing about 6 months to squeeze it all in.
I started karate when I was 4 years old, and I started competing when I was 9, so like competing in competitions and stuff, so yeah.
And is that unusual, or is that that's not uncommon age for kids to start karate?
Yeah, a lot of people start around 6, and then if you stick through and like got the skill and stuff, then you can, yes, compete or, yeah, just train or...
Mm. Karate is going to be a sport that's going to be in the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting. I'm excited for that.
And is that a goal of yours, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. It all depends on what I want to do after school and, like, if I want to continue training and stuff. So it's an option, yes.
But,
exciting.
But I could just see that your eyes lit up and your smile just lit up then when I mentioned the word Olympics. So I think
yeah.
I think it's a real goal for her, Greg.
Yeah, there's the Junior Olympics next year, which I can go because I'm the right age. It's just there's a lot of qualifying tournaments like in Croatia and stuff that I have to go to be selected. Yeah. So
that's the Junior World Karate Championships we're talking about in Spain.
Yeah, that's at the end of this year.
Right.
But then there's the Olympics, Junior Olympics, which are next year, which
Okay. So what constitutes a junior in the sport of karate? Under what age?
16, 17. That's a junior.
Okay. So you just you just squeeze in there at the moment, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just going back to the start, I suppose, who or what was it that inspired you or influenced you to get involved in the sport? Is that your mum?
No.
Tracus Tracy's here too, isn't it, your mum?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was her cousin.
Right. It was her cousin.
Yeah, it was her cousin. They were 4 years old and her cousin wanted to do karate and she was like, oh, I'll do it too. And that was it. And that was the start of the whole journey, a long journey.
Yeah. And, like, it's an amazing achievement for you to have won 6 Australian karate titles. I mean, that really is extraordinary. They were underage titles, of course.
I won my first national championships when I was 10.
10? So that would have under 11 or under...
They go by age group, so she was probably 10 at the time, but she's won each division. The only one she didn't win, she got silver last year, but she would have been 6 consecutive gold, but last year was a bit difficult because her weight changed.
It's underage and it's also determined by weight.
So she's at the moment she's under 59 kilos. And last year she had to go in a bit of a heavier weight.
Is the next weight? Under 59 and then where do you go from there?
So there's over 59.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a bit open. That's a bit broad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It can be.
So you could be fighting someone like Vossi.
Well, you can fight someone like me. Like a quite a large lady sort of thing.
Jade, why karate in the first place?
I was so long ago, I don't even know, but it was just, I started with my cousin and we just did it together and then I sort of was more interested than her, I guess, and kept going.
You kept going? She stopped?
Yeah, she stopped.
Tracy, when Jade's taken up this career for so long, what do you think about your daughter doing karate?
She's good at what she does. She's really good at what it does. But it takes the whole family to actually get her to these places. There's a lot of sacrifices along the way.
Like, and a lot of expense, I'd imagine, Tracy, international competitions.
Yeah, well, she's been over, she's visited a lot of great places, but, we're just working class people. Me and my husband both work, but we have to fund the whole thing. So, sometimes we can go with her and this year for Spain, she's going to go on her own. Mm-hmm. So that's... yeah, scary for us as parents yeah. to let her go. Yeah. But at the same time, it's all about money. So as well.
So Spain, when does this happen?
In October.
Yeah, 16th of October she flies out.
So tell us about your most recent national title win, which was only a few weeks back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, in Sydney a few weeks back.
You do it easily?
Yeah, I had a few rounds, which is really good. I got a gold in my division, my weighted division, a silver in the open division, which is all weights, and also a gold in the team event. So it was like you're in a team of three girls from Victoria, and then we versed other girls from other states. So yeah.
And how are they structured? I mean, in the individual events, are they round robin events? What determines who you fight against?
Oh,
and how many
so they
you
have like a draw, and you verse your opponent, and then if you lose. You don't go again.
You're out. Yeah.
But then if you win, you go up.
It's a bit like the tennis.
Yeah.
Big, a tennis so tournament,
yeah.
table tennis tournament, that sort of thing. So what does your training regime look like, you know, particularly in the lead up to such a big event like the world event we were talking about in October?
So I train every day of the week except for Sunday. Sunday is like my break day. So on Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday and Friday, I do training, just like my fighting, my sparring drills. I train in the morning 2 days a week before school. Me and my coach do one-on-one, then he takes me to school after that. And I do strength and conditioning training 2 days a week as well with my dad. My dad's really helps me out with that, so I do that. I have a key to my... training place, my call it a dojo, and me and my dad go late after all the classes are done.
That's and we train pretty full stuff. On.
Yeah, and then Saturdays all the way in Footscray, where I have state training. So like with the Victorian team.
Okay. So you said you're up in the morning. You're training before school. So just take us through a normal day for you.
Okay. So Monday I'll get up, maybe 6:30, quarter to six, and then I just get my stuff and Mum drives me to Mornington, my place where I train, and me and my coach will do maybe half an hour of just like intense training, and then he'll drive me back to his house because it's close to my school, and I'll get dressed, and then he'll take me to school, go through school, then I'll go home, do homework, and then train at about seven, and then seven till eight I'd have my training with my class, my club, and then after that I'll do strength and conditioning with my dad.
Jay dropped her phone, but it was only her phone. She wasn't karate chopping Vossi or anything like that.
No, that's all right. Tracy, obviously you've got a 16-year-old daughter, obviously taking up a sport takes up a bit of her time. Obviously the balance for her, obviously, if she decides to go down the Olympic track, as I said earlier, in terms of the balance, what she needs to do outside of school. So obviously, the balance has to be there between obviously what she's doing and her schoolwork as well.
They have to have I think for them to be in the right state of mind, they've got to have a good balance of social life, school life, and
family life.
And family life. We get the small portion, but yeah, it's a combination of all of it that makes them a good athlete, I think. You know, because if she starts sacrificing the social life, then she gets unhappy because she can't, you know, be with her friends. So then that doesn't make her want to. Doesn't want to do the sport so much.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a really fine balance. But we are busy.
I can imagine.
Running around everywhere. Yeah.
And are there other? Have you got brothers and sisters that are also involved in other sports? I suppose that only adds to the degree of difficulty.
She's got a 12-year-old brother, but yeah, he does karate too, but he's not interested in the competing side of it. So
So that's interesting. It doesn't have to be competition. You can do it just socially
just
or to improve your defensive skills
and
that sort of thing.
Just go up the belt.
Okay. So we're talking about your coach. That's Peter Hollowood?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the Peter Hollowood Martial Arts School in Mornington. Has he taught you from the beginning?
No, I used... Where do we used to live?
In Altona Meadows.
So I used to do karate there till I was about six.
Yeah, so we've been on the peninsula now for about 10 years.
Then that's when he introduced me into competition and all of that stuff.
So, okay. Yeah. And whereabouts is the martial arts school located? Is it in Mornington?
Yeah, in Carbine Way in Mornington, just near the race course.
Oh, rightio. Yeah. Yeah. And he obviously knows what he's doing because is it right that the school took 23 athletes to the recent Australian championships?
I think so. And we all did really well, so that's pretty good, yeah.
Is he the only coach there or do they have other coaches and trainers?
He's the main coach, but like me, myself and some others, we take some classes and some lessons for the few of the kids, so that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So what's the difference between karate and, say, taekwondo? Because taekwondo, is that an Olympic sport at the moment?
That's been an Olympic sport, yeah. So karate's been trying to get in for a long time now, and there's a lot of bit of politics behind it. But, we're still just a trial sport. So even to be selected, you're in the Oceanic region, so it's still quite difficult to be selected as an Australian athlete as part of karate. Yeah, so there's a lot of qualifying events that are unfortunately all around the world, which... is very expensive, but she's got a really good chance. Jade, so the coaches really like Jade. She's a very determined athlete. She really tries hard all the time and puts 100%, 110%.
And what's the subtle difference? Are there any subtle differences between karate and taekwondo?
I don't even know.
I just wonder because taekwondo is the sport that the Australian girl won at the gold medal.
I think it's more like kicking and
So no kicking in karate.
There is
instance?
Kicking, but it's hard to explain.
So just subtle differences, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. There's punch, Jade. They do punching to the head, and kicking as well as to the body. It's all point sport.
So to get to the top, they are completely different, though. To get to the top, you've got to concentrate on one discipline. Yeah. It's not like the Floyd Mayweather. Okay. Now, I'm guessing bullying isn't really an issue for you at school. Have you ever had to use your fighting skills, though, out in the real world?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you ever were to find yourself in that position, that you had to defend yourself, are you legally obliged to tell people that you're about to beat them up?
You're supposed to tell them that you...
I didn't know that. Yeah.
You better check that out, I think.
Well, she's a second Dan now, so she should, she could certainly do some damage if she wanted to.
I'm guessing she could. But all jokes aside, Tracy, does it give you a bit more, a lot of confidence knowing that Jade's got these skills? Perhaps not now, but in a couple of years' time when she's
as a girl,
out and about.
Yeah, but she's a strong young girl. So, I'm sure she could defend herself, but it just adds that little bit of reassurance as well.